Good afternoon to everybody. First of all, I would like to thank Santiago and the Fields Institute for having invited me in behalf of BBVA. And well, I'm going to talk to you about the modeling tapes in operational risk. My task is not a very mathematical one with a lot of mathematical formulation. I just want to explain to you the practical issues that we find in the modeling of the tapes to see if you have similar experiences and to see if we can solve some of the problems that we are finding. So let's start with the contents. After a brief introduction, I will talk to you to these practical issues that we are finding in BBVA. And afterward, we will talk about some aspects of the external data, especially of the ORX, and trying to find out a way of modeling the outliers in operational risk. So we have already talked about this with the different presentation of the people in the workshop, but what we wanted to focus here is that under the Basel requirements, we don't have something very mandatory. So they are very flexible, and they fix only some principles and some practices. This is very useful for the banks, because we want to develop internal models, but it has an inconvenience related to the subjectivity. We need for a robust decision criteria, either to select the distribution of the severity, distribution of frequency, and also a need for justification for the supervisor. I don't know what happens to other supervisors, but in Spain, we have to justify everything, and this flexibility opens a lot of ways to continue. Here I want to highlight only some important elements of the Basel II requirements. Under the importance of data, we have a lack of internal data. This makes that it's necessary to complement us with external and scenarios. And in this point, we find different problems. With ORX, we have the scaling problems that I suppose that most of the banks have it, and the threshold when capturing the data. Scenarios that are very discrete and are biased towards high-close events, and the criteria to combine the different sources of information. The presence and absence of outliers is also a very important void in the modelization of the outliers. And related to the modeling approach, I want to highlight only that we are using the loss distribution approach. It is, I think, the most used one between all the financial institutions, and that the severity fit is the most deciding factor in the final car. Here you can see the BBVA LDA approach that we are using. We have seen this slide very often during the workshop. So we combine the internal, the external, and the A scenario. We determine the frequency distribution and the severity one to obtain the loss distribution with an horizon of 1 year and the 99.9% for the confidence of level. Afterwards, we introduce the correlation and the fourth element that Basel II imposes to introduce, that are the quality factors. And I want to remark here the way that we use to fit the severity and the frequency. We use the weighted log likelihood, where we combine all the sources of information with the weights, with the thresholds, and with the loss events for each source of information. And now I'm going to explain to you the objective of this talk. We want to analyze the impact of different factors in the modeling of tapes and the operational risk approach. Okay, there are a lot of more, but we are going to focus only on some elements related to the data and with the fit analysis. So we are going to play with the relative size between the internal and the external data. We are going to play as well with the severity distribution and the presence and absence of outliers related to the fit analysis. We could play as well with the credibility sources of information, the way we use to fit the severity and the frequency distribution. As I have told you, we use the weighted maximum log likelihood, but there are several ones that could be used, and the data adjustment. And after the examples that I'm going to show you, we would like to ask some of the questions that we make in our bank, in BBVA, and one of them is, for instance, should external data increase capital with respect to internal data? In 2009, Basel Committee published a paper with a range of practice where most of the banks say that external data are used to complement and to increase the capital, but in fact, in BBVA we find that there are some cells where external data decrease the capital. So is it a logical result? Should we do something different, or what can we do with the validators and with the regulators? So let's see what happens. The second section, I'm going to tell to you what happens to the modeling of tails in our bank, but I cannot show you the results, the figures. So I have tried to make some theoretical cases that reproduce more or less what we find in real life. So we are going to start with we are going to combine internal data and external data. We have one population for the internal one, this is the blue one, and another population for the external data. We are going to assume that we have log normal distributions for the severity. And we will make a sampling for the internal one and for the external one. We have n sub e, the number of events in the internal database, and n sub e, number of events of the external database. The hypothesis that I'm going to use for this theoretical exercise are that we have equal thresholds for all the databases. The frequency distribution used will be a Poisson. We could use as well the negative binomial, but in general, the results are very similar, unless that you have some data with a very high volatility. In these cases, the impact of using one or the other distribution may be very high in CAR, but in general, is indifferent. And the severity distribution we are going to use is the log normal one. Afterwards, we will combine this internal and this external data to obtain the total distribution of the data. And related to the hypothesis of the feed analysis, we use only the internal data for the frequency distribution. All the databases are used for the severity. We are not going to consider scenarios, but only in this hypothetical case. In real life, we use scenarios as well. The weighted log likelihood, as I have already told you, and we are going to assign equal credibility to all the databases, but as well, if you change the credibilities, the results can be extrapolated. So in this first case, we want to analyze which is the impact of including the ORX. This is well known by everybody, but well, we have my favorite log normal is not the 10.2 as all of the people here in the workshop. I have selected the 5.2, but well, it's the same. So in this first case, we have the same original population. We have the same risk profile for internal and the external data. And we are going to test what happens when the external sample size changes and when we have different samples. So here in these two tables, we have the results. I'm going to explain a bit in more detail this slide. The cases 1A and the cases 2A, correspond to the, to the capital chart, of using a log normal 5.2 for the internal data and for the total data, for the external data, with the same number of events in both of them. We have 500 events in the internal one and 500 events in the external one. What happens now when the external data contribute with many more events? In this case, we are adding 10,000 events. As you can see, the capital at risk increases, but not in a very high level. As you can see, I will tell you now afterwards with the conclusions, but when the number of events increases, the fit is much better. Here are the original parameters of the distribution, the 5.2. When we have only 500 events, we approximate, but we don't fit exactly. When we include these 500 events, we correspond to the external data. In this case, we have 500 for internal and another 500 for external. So this increases, and the fit is much better when we have these 10,000 events. And what happens now when we take a different sampling from the original population? So here we can find what I have already introduced before, that even from the same sample with the same risk profile, we can have a lower capital at risk when we have the external and the internal data with respect to internal. Here you have 500, the internal data, we have this figure on the capital chart, lowers in almost a 20% when adding the external data. So the conclusions of this first exercise is that we obtain a better fit when the number of events increases and when external data are added. There's a high influence of the sample, and as well that external data may reduce the total capital with respect to the internal data. In this next slide, we want to analyze the impact of ORX and also the risk profile of the internal and the external data. In the previous slide, we have the same distribution, the 5-2 for internal and external, and in this case, we are going to change these alpha and beta parameters for the log normal of the external data. So we have different original population, different external data sets, and we are going to play with a fatter and with a lighter distribution of severity for the external ones. So here we have the results. These correspond to the previous slide. You have the 5-2 log normal distribution for internal and external ones. And when we have a log normal distribution with a higher standard deviation, you see the great impact that we have in the capital, either with 500 events in the external ones, or even when we have a great amount of them. But if you see when the number of events of the external data increases, the great impact that it has in the capital at risk. We come from the same distribution, we have the same risk profile, but the impact in the capital at risk is very high only because the number of events in ORX is increasing. The same happens when we consider a lighter distribution. Here we have the same mean and a lower standard deviation, 1.5, and the impact in the capital is as well very big when the number of events in external data increases. And here we see as well what I have already told you, that the capital charge may decrease when external data are added. So here we have the conclusions that are that fat external database have a great impact with a higher total CAR, that light external database may produce a reduction of internal CAR. And what we see either here in the fat and in the tail is that when the external data increases, the total distribution is very close to the external one. So here you can see that the original parameters are the 5-2 more or less, and here when we have the .5 standard deviation, only with 500 events in the external data, we have a standard deviation in the middle of the 2 and the 2.5. We have a 2-point dot. And when the number of the external data is very big, we have almost a 2.5. The same happens with the lighter distribution. And in this slide, we want to see the impact of... Oh, sorry, because this is the same slide, sorry. here we want to see the impact of the outliers. So we are introducing an outlier in the internal distribution. The selection of this outlier is arbitrary. We have used 3 million of euros as an outlier, which correspond to a percentile of this distribution, the log normal 5-2, but in a very high percentile, that is 99.4 or 59. Yeah. And then the results that we have here is that the effect of the outlier is very high. Here, the 1A case is the previous one, what we are working with from the beginning, the 5-2. And when we introduce this outlier in the internal data, this 3 million, there's a very great impact in the capital with an increase of 16.5%. And when we introduce the total data, the impact is mitigated because the data are increasing, the number and the external data are added. If we increase the size of the external data, that is what I have just told you, the impact is also lower. So the conclusions of this is that there is a great impact in the internal CAR when outliers are included. The impact of outliers is mitigated when external data are added, and also when the number of events you have, either internal or in external, are increasing. And also something that is very important for us, that the CAR may not cover outliers. We have already said that Basel II requirements are very flexible, but afterwards our regulators impose some rules. And in our case, for instance, we cannot provide a capital at risk which is lower than the maximum of the of the data we have. So if we have an outlier, our capital at risk must cover this outlier. So if you have a fit that is not very good for the outliers, as you can see here, you have 3 million, which is the maximum loss in our internal data, and the result, the capital at risk doesn't cover this outlier, so this fit is not good. And sometimes you find some cells that, regardless the distribution you find or the distribution you are using, no distribution covers this outlier. So this is also a problem that we meet every day. What happens if the outliers is added as the external data? Well, the results are very similar, but the impact is a bit lower. So here you can see the previous case that we are talking about. And if we add the 3 million euros in the total data, you have an increase. Does it work? Yes. You have an increase of the capital charge, which is lower than if we introduce in the internal data. And if we increase the size of the external data, this effect is also smaller. So the conclusions are more or less the same. The outliers may not be covered by the external car, and the impact of the external outliers is mitigated when the external data are added and with the number of... Yes? Sorry? Because you have more data, only because of it. In this case, if we have the same credibility for internal and for the external data, and all of the events have the same weight, one in this case, what? Yes, 500. But what are you talking about? Because. Yes, didn't change, yeah. It depends on the sample. No, but the impact is... Sorry. The impact is lower because here the impact is only in the internal data. No. Sorry? No, the weight in this case are exactly the same. It depends on the simulation of the Monte Carlo. If you see the difference is 7% and an, let's see, and an 8.7%, there's no much difference. Perhaps if you make more simulation of the Monte Carlo, you will obtain different results. But the credibility, the weight of the internal and the external data are exactly the same in this case. Okay, and the conclusions to sum up, is that external data improves the fit, reducing the sampling error. We have already seen that when we increase the number of events, the fit to the 5-2 log normal is much better. External data do not necessarily come from the same distribution as internal data. We already know that our X is composed by different banks with different sizes, with different profiles. The relative size between internal and external data may be crucial for CAR. This is because the way we fit the severity. We introduce all the data in the log likelihood and we try to maximize. It would be different if we try to fit the internal data, fit the external, fit the scenarios, and afterwards to combine them. In this case, the number of events of our X wouldn't be so crucial. The effect of outliers in internal data may be mitigated with external data. As you have already seen, it's more mitigated when it is in the internal one. The CAR considering internal and external data may be lower than the internal CAR, and that outliers may not be covered by the CAR. So when we have seen this, we are trying to solve some of the problems we have. For instance, I'm going to start with the external data aspects. We know that we have to live with our X. But we have some problems, that is that there's no scaling analysis provided by our X, or not, but there isn't one, but at least we cannot use it and our regulator is not very comfortable with it at the moment, so we have to try to invent or try to solve the problem. The combination of the data from different banks with different profiles, with different size, is very decisive. So the first step what we have done is to make a data filtering that more or less it is included in some of the scaling procedure that ORX makes. So we have made a segmentation of our X data in different categories. So we filter with the business line, with the event type, by geographical region, and with thresholds. But it is not enough because we continue having a lot of data in our X, which, well, you have already seen that makes that our distribution is very close to the external one. And then we have thought about a possible solution, which would be a stratified sampling. What we want is to reduce the number of events in the ORX database without changing the CDF. So we have the same risk profile, the same severity, but we don't have so many events that influence in the log likelihood. So here I'm going to show you more or less the procedure that we are implementing. So the first step is to observe our internal data or ourselves, and with an expert criteria decide which would be the target size of the external database for that cell. You know, you may have 500 events in your data, but in ORX you may have 20,000 events. So that it doesn't represent one bank, it represents a lot of banks. So once we decide more or less which one could be the desired size, we go to the ORX data. This is the distribution of the original ORX. So with this desired, that is the target size of the external data, and the original number of events of the ORX, we obtain a number of events for this external data. So here you have the original ORX data. You order them from the minimum to the maximum, and then with this number that we have decided that should over X is half, we made a stratified sampling. We divide these events in different segments, and we take one of them. Here you have this gray one, exactly the same blue one, but we are going to choose only one for each segment. With this stratified sampling, we try to keep the same CDF, but to reduce the number of events. Then, using the internal data and the external data, we would obtain the final loss distribution as in the normal way. So, how to choose these elements? We have made some tests, and well, the first approach would be to take the minimum, or to take the maximum, or to take the median of each segment. In this case, for instance, to keep the CDF would be enough if we take the median, but if we had different weights for all the events in the ORX database, it could be useful, for instance, to take like a center of gravity of the events in each one of the segments. So here you have some of the, sorry, because I have the original presentation in another office version, so the animation is a bit mixed in this slide. So here I have made the case where we have a very fat distribution of ORX. Here you have, we have 5.2 for internal data and 2.5 for external data. When we combine them, 500 and 500, we have this with this capital. So if we introduce 10,000 events without any stratified sampling, we see this great impact in the capital of charge, only because of the fact that we have a lot of events. So we have made this stratified sampling, choosing the minimum, the median, and the maximum of the segments. And as you can see, if we sampling with 500 events, which could be something good, if we compare it with the internal one, we obtain very similar results to the one without so many events. Here in this graph, I don't know if you can see it very well, but the black one, this is the CDF of the internal data. These ones are the CDF of the external data with the minimum, the maximum, or the median. And this, I cannot see, this blue one is the CDF of the total distribution if we took 10,000 events. So if we take 500 events in ORX, the CDF would come in this way, which is something intermediate between the internal one and the external one, but not so extreme as if we took these 10,000 events. The same exercise has been done with a LiDAR distribution, and we obtain the same. We have that when we introduce a LiDAR distribution, we have a reduction of the capital. We have this figure, and if you use 10,000 observations, the capital reduction is very high, only because of the fact that we have a lot of data in ORX. Doing this, the same stratified sampling, we obtain what we wanted to see. So the conclusions of this is that external data introduces a bias because of the fact that we adjust with the weighted log likelihood, with a very important effect of the size of the external data. The increasing size of external data distorts the fitting, leading to external distribution, fat or light, depending on the case. The stratified sampling reduces the number of external data without modifying its shape. Well, it modifies a bit regarding if you use the minimum, the maximum, or the medium, but what we have obtained is that the effect of choosing one or the other element, the minimum, medium, or the maximum, we obtain very similar results. What is very significant in the effect is the number of segments that we take in the ORX sampling, not the element that we take in each segment. And now we wanted to say something about the modeling of outliers and the operational risk. Well, we know all of us, what an outlier is. It's an observation that deviates from the pattern of the bulk of the data. It may be due to a gross error when collecting the data, or a wrong classification of the data, observation with a very low probability of occurrence, or observation which is easy to occur but very different from the bulk of the data. So at the moment, so far what we are doing is to treat it from a classical statistic point of view. We include the outlier in our distribution, we have to feed it, and as you have already seen, it may be very extrapolated, or sometimes the outlier may not be captured for the capital because there's not a very good fit. So we are trying to investigate other avenues to see how to deal with it outlier. So here in 2001, Basel Committee made the following recommendation, which said that data will need to be collected and ROSE estimation techniques will need to be developed. So here I'm going to introduce the ROSE and the classical statistics that we could use when modeling outliers. So the classical ones, as I have already told you, give equal importance to all of the data. Sometimes it's very difficult to interpret because the outlier distorts all the bulk of the data, and sometimes it provides a conservative view because it extrapolates, and sometimes it's not real because it's not captured. In the contrary, the ROSE statistics avoid the upwards bias in the forecast. It tries to give a further treatment to the outliers. So there are different trends when considering the ROSE statistics. We have the traditional one, which only detects the outliers and excludes it from the data. But I think that this cannot be done in operational risk because we are trying to feed the tails, and we cannot forget these extreme values. And on the contrary to this one, we have the modern ROSE statistics, in which the outliers are detected and outliers should need a further treatment. But here we have a problem with the regulator. I'm looking to you, regulator, and with these kind of things, because we need the risk expert judgment to choose between the classical and the ROSE theory. You give a different treatment to the outlier, but you have to combine both of them in different ways. So here, well, I'm going to tell you that we have not investigated too much in this. We only know that we have to deal the outliers in a certain way. So we are starting to identify the outliers because at the moment we used to do it in a qualitative point of view. We see when it has a very, very high impact in the capital at charge, or the statistics that are not good, are not interpretable. So we are going to see these different techniques for the outliers identification, and to see if the way they identify outliers fit with what we understand by outliers in our databases. And the second step could be try to model the outliers in some way. So this is the classical one, as I have already told you. You have the outlier, and we feed everything, the bulk of the data with the outlier, and this should be decomposed in this traditional robust statistics, which eliminates the outlier, and to deal the outlier in some way. We have to decide, well, here you have the step that we should follow, that is the detection of the outlier, the classical modelization, that would be eliminate the outlier and to modelize, so that it doesn't influence in the fit of the severity, and to give a specific modelization of the outliers, that is to characterize them, to decide which severity distribution we should, I don't know, but well, here you have the question marks, which severity distribution to use and how to parameterize it, and afterwards we will obtain the expected loss and the capital at risk like a function of this two modelization. It's not clear if we should sum up or we should do a different kind of aggregation, but well, this is the avenue that we're going to investigate, because we're having some problems when we include the outliers directly in the bulk of the data. And well, with these conclusions, I don't want to sum up again all the things that we have already seen. It's only some questions and some considerations. So there are a lot of unknowns in the daily practice of AMA implementation. Some of the Bessel principles are predetermined and must not necessarily be fulfilled. What I want to mean with this is that I have told you that the capital at risk may be reduced when external data are added. So we would like to know how should it be. If it's right that internal data are reduced with external data or what. Some of the initial trends have not been properly evolved. Example, the ORX scaling, at least in our case, we cannot use it properly, so we have to develop alternative techniques. For example, the combining of the different sources of information and the outliers model. Here you have some reference, like a background, and that's all. Thank you very much for your attention.